What is the mark of the development of a faculty? When can you say that this faculty is developed, that is not developed? A faculty is supposed to have been developed when the activity of that faculty becomes automatic. It's a mark. When the faculty is not developed, you have to make a big effort. Supposing you want to develop the faculty of memory. When it is not developed, you have to remind yourself again and again and again and again and yet again. When the memory is not developed. Mother had once told me that children need to be told repeatedly. Adults do not understand this. Adults think that I have told the child once, then it is understood. But no, the children need to be told again and again. And don't be tired. Told again and again and again. When the faculty develops, it becomes automatic. We have even some people having photographic memory. Isn't it? You just read a page of this book and you remember exactly where that particular word is located, what form it is written, at the bottom of the page or at the front of the page or whatever. It's a photographic memory. So that's a real faculty. Faculty developed. So you can see that among human beings, there is an ascending series of will to be, and also the ascending series of acquired capacities, where faculties develop automatically. They function automatically. There is no effort in it. To arrive at an effortless result of the operation of faculty is the mark of a developed faculty. Somebody can ride the horse without difficulty. No? You just mount on the horse and the horse begins to even gallop at the first stroke. If you have a great control, it's a faculty. By repeated exercise, you can attain to this faculty. Some people can drive the car very smoothly. Their reflexes are so developed. Some others don't have reflexes, so they cannot have that faculty. They cannot drive. Similarly, at higher and higher levels, when somebody is told, you read this book within 10 days. Now, if our faculties are not developed, this is a tremendous burden. How can you read this book in 10 days' time? But your faculty is developed, you can read in 4 days, maybe. It's quite possible. So it depends upon the exercise that you're given. And when supermind will develop, there'll be other faculties which you can't even imagine. We can't imagine, for example, at our present level, as to how Shakespeare must have written poems, the dramatic poetry of which Dipti was saying yesterday, we had a seminar yesterday, and she had read out the dramatic poetry of Shakespeare. Now, we are also human beings, Shakespeare is also a human being. But he wrote dramatic poetry easily, comfortably, effortlessly. If we are to write even 5 sentences of that category, whereas we may require 10-15 years of practice, but we can do it. It's only a question of your development, will to be. You aspire, develop the faculty, and the power will flow. So the argument now is very simple. As there, so here. There is an impulse in an ascending series, there is a will to be. as there, so here, there has been development of faculties and organs. Therefore, from both the points of view, the analogy is perfect. Therefore, now you can conclude. As the impulse towards mind ranges from the more sensitive reactions of life in the metal and the plant up to its full organization in man, so in man himself there is the same ascending series, the preparation, if nothing more, of a higher and divine life. This is Sri Aurobindo's example of there and here. Just as in the matter, in life, there is an impulse towards mind, as the impulse towards mind ranges from the more sensitive reactions of life in the metal and the plant up to its full organization in man. This has been achieved already. How do you distinguish between an animal and man? How do you distinguish between animal and a plant? And how do you distinguish between plant and the metal? The more organization you find in reactions, in sensitivity, the greater is the ascending movement. What is the difference between an idiot and intelligent man? In Sanskrit there is a verse which says, the sun's rays fall equally upon a piece of cloth and upon the diamond. The same sun ray falls upon both. The reaction that comes from the piece of cloth is nil. But the reaction that comes from the diamond is dazzling. So, the difference of reaction that comes indicates whether something is at a lower level or at a higher level. You will find that intelligent man, if he is sensitive, one word would vibrate so powerfully that in 1 second you become transformed. A word coming from somebody whom you love very deeply, and said, you did this. How could you do it? And the next moment your character is changed. You are so sensitive. You want appreciation of some whom you love. And if in the eyes of one whom you love you fall, you cannot bear it. You are so sensitive. You want to rise immediately to the top. You'll be transformed in 1 second. That's the mark of your ascending series of will to be. The other people would require 10 times, 20 times punishment, this, etc. Nothing will happen, or very little will happen. There is no sensitivity.